Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat for the week of May 22nd, 2015. I am your host, Jose Otero, and I am joined once again by Destin Laguerre, by Fran Mirabella.
Hey.
And we are here to talk about House of Wolves, which is available now. Rundown of the show, House of Wolves versus The Dark Below. How do we feel about that? Yeah. Which one was better? Might be an easy question. What weapons did you get this week? And lastly, is Etheric Light too difficult to obtain right now? Mm-hmm. So let's kick it off with House of Wolves versus Dark Below. We've played through the campaign. We've played through the strike. Mm-hmm. You just played Trials of Osiris.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
And you were so excited.
Yeah.
All right. And we've been playing a lot of Prison of Elders.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a big question to ask. Yeah.
Right?
What's the review status on IGN, by the way?
Still working on it.
Yeah. But it's kind of, I mean, obviously progress. It's an online game, but meaning our official review isn't out there yet. So this is just sort of our in progress kind of feelings.
Absolutely.
I think, right?
Yeah. This is our impressions as a whole, not like Jose's final score.
Of course, yeah. And I just kind of wanted to note that.
Oh,
I
mean, absolutely.
To me, that's a huge question, and I want to dig into that point because I'm like, well, I got to play Trials of Osiris this weekend, and I did a little bit. But
so let me rephrase the question. The question, I wrote the set list, so to speak, but the question is, how do you feel about House of Wolves?
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought you asked.
But do you like it?
I mean, why are you all looking at me?
Like, I'm the right. Started talking.
Yeah, we're waiting
okay,
for
so
you.
So, you know, I always go for my rants. Look, I went into it like super excited, mm-hmm. and I need to play more. Is I'll say that much. Uh-huh. But I was pretty. I was just a little burnout on the first day, right? I'm thinking, okay, great, the story thing, and we did like a 5 or 6 hour live stream. And granted, we really spent a lot of time on the first day, all three of us. But I kind of walked away with that with my expectation of like, oh, wait, I'm going to get a piece of Etheric Light. I'm going to level up, you know, my vault of glass gear. Didn't mm-hmm. happen. Went to Nightfall, got a duplicate of an old exotic, you know, and so on and so on, right?
It's
and
the same game with the
and
same
so
main RNG loop.
And so you're dealing with random, you know, experiences for everybody. That's what makes part of the lucky side of it so fun. Mm-hmm. But on a day one experience, I'm thinking, okay, I really enjoyed the story, by the way. I think they did. We can talk a lot about, I think, what they did right. We don't want to, like, drag it down with, like, oh, I didn't get Etheric Light, and now I'm just mad this week. But I do think I'm seeing a lot of what I thought would happen. If you remember on a previous show, I said, I think I'll get 30 to 45 days out of it, and then I'm going to be like, what's next? I feel that way very strongly now. And in fact, as we probably talk about how far we've gotten, I'm kind of starting to think, I know that I got to be on the show every week, but I'm like, I think I'm going to be taking my time with this a little, because if I rush through this, I'm not going to have anything to do in like 2 or 3 weeks other than chasing light to upgrade weapons.
Yeah. Or chasing keys like some of us. But
chasing
I will say,
keys. Yeah.
Campaign does feel much better. I will say that the encounters, like, it kicks off right away with, you know, picking up the heavy pike, dismantling a spider tank, mm-hmm. like just pressing through waves after wave of fallen. It feels livelier, like there are more voices involved, there are more
the
characters
world feels
involved.
Livelier. There's like so many people playing right
Even
now.
Even though you're shooting at an enemy that potentially you fought, like how many times since that game comes out? You've been fighting the Fallen since Destiny
totally.
Launched.
And that's
but the encounters are really well thought out.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed especially the last mission. in the campaign because of where it took you and the path through certain areas that you didn't even think a campaign mission would touch.
I like that strike because the damage that you do on the boss stays on him.
Yeah.
So like when you fight him at the very end, if you've done like half his life bar, it stays there.
Yeah, and it's not as cheap as Omnigul where every couple of
minutes
you're
like...
Oh, I
killed her again. Yeah. Oh, now I fight her. Okay,
well, and even worse, like where she kind of... I know her scream signals that she's summoning ads and you have to like get out of that room. Mm-hmm. But there's something that in that strike specifically just bothers me. And I think it's just because there are only two very close entrances into that room, whereas if you look at this strike and the fact that that hallway sort of splits
there's more
two
options.
Very specific views and you get a wider range of to see what's going on,
That
works for me a lot.
Yeah.
You were going to say about the boss.
Oh, I was going to say, first. So that's what I meant by that's a broad question. Like, what do you think of, like, the 15 things they changed? And that's why I kind of went just straight to my overall feeling, right?
Okay.
But if you're like, how they do with the campaign, right? I mean, I definitely think everything you said is true. Like, that was definitely more enjoyable. It felt very well paced out. It felt good. And the worlds were newer and fresher than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I was seeing new things that I thought, oh, wow, this is nice. You know, they spent time to bring you to new places and going back, you know, to the vault and stuff. Spoilers if you haven't got there.
Yeah.
But, I thought they did a nice job with that.
But I am disappointed by how stingy this keys system feels to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, even right now where... Once the buff is active that you can run to, what is it called again? Like whatever, Ether Key.
And you can key. Sort of
Ether
key.
The Ether Key timer.
And you can run out of that
zoning
zone.
Out.
And then run back in
and pull from the chest again. People are doing that and you're still not getting keys consistently in any way, shape, or form. And it's really frustrating.
Keys are supposed to be really limited though, and you're only supposed to be able to do these once a week. What's really confusing in the Prison of Elders is you don't get your key drop when you kill the boss like we did in the preview.
Yeah.
You know, when I did the preview, you killed the level 32 boss and everybody got a key.
Yeah.
The first time you did it.
They gave it to you there instead of through.
Okay, but
so how are we going to get them next week? It's going to reset and you're not going to have a key for the big treasure chest, so you got to farm the chest.
But
that seems like a
dumb system.
Part
of my disappointment is that you are farming keys because it feels silly to run Prison of Elders
and not open the big chest.
Get a key, and not opening that big chest is painful. Like it really is. And even we're still trying to figure out when is the best level to open that. Like, does the
35.
Level really affect it?
35 like, drops a out? Shader and a ship, so you want to wait for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, look at that. And I have been opening
and all
chests
the other
like
goodies.
A crazy man. I have been getting blue engrams like a crazy man. That's another thing that I'm kind of disappointed about. Is it just feels like an overload of blue engrams, an overload of scents that you can't get rid of.
The synth problem needs to be addressed because, like, I have way too many special synth, and there's no way to just, like, okay, I don't need 300 special ammo.
Yeah, I mean, why not let it go up to 999 on one? I mean,
yeah,
I don't
like,
know
just
what the
let them stack.
Is.
That doesn't. Why?
Well,
is
I think
it
initially
that we
they didn't want
20.
You buying too many and having too much, but I don't know why at this point.
Well, yeah, who cares?
Because there's a 5-minute timer. I mean,
well, my other concern is that Glimmer feels. I'm worried if the economy is even semi broken right now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I have maxed out on Glimmer and there's nothing I really want to spend it on. I know I can spend it on rerolling weapons, and you help me with that. I know that I can sort of transfer materials, and there's a glimmer price tag involved with that. But either raise the glimmer cap or reduce or give me more things that I'm able to buy with glimmer.
I have to disagree with you on the glimmer point because like I had all these weapons I've been sitting on forever, and I finally leveled them up because like, oh, I have the materials to do it now. Let's spend some.
That's true.
You know, instead of being stingy with them.
Right.
You know, I don't have to worry about which weapons I level.
But as a hoarder, I guess it feels like the system in place right now will benefit you, whereas me as the person who's like doesn't really have a vault full of exotics, doesn't have a lot of that stuff because I don't play the game that way per se. Like I do chase certain weapons, but I'm not. You chase a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
You have a lot
of
gear.
I'm the same way.
I'm impressed by both of you that you're able to keep it going because I don't think I could. Yeah, my hat's off to both of you.
No, it's
me,
a complete waste of time.
I'm
don't
sitting do. On 25,000 glimmer and I can't even turn in house.
I tell you, they
anymore.
Need the Legend of Zelda gambling system and the game system, right? That's what I always. I don't know if you were in here last time. I know you'd appreciate that, though, right? Wouldn't mini games in the tower be cool?
Oh, man.
I just want to throw
or
that out.
Space disco. Or
no,
something.
Like really, like spend your money on. Anyway, there'd be cool stuff that you could do, I think, in the tower. But whatever. That's not a good use of their time. I can tell, by the way, that we're kind of going back to the old days that we always do with expansions. Let me ask a first question. I do think we should take a step back.
Okay.
What do we like first? Let's just talk about quickly
well, we
because
have,
it's
right?
easy to talk about all the improvements we want. and I feel like we barely talked about that we like campaign. Well, first, this, so let's just focus. What do we like about the release?
Oh, I mean, the rollout was a lot better handled than Dark Below. I didn't have to deal with the disappointment of, hey, you want to upgrade that exotic? Yeah. You're going to have to redo all those perks. Like, yeah. That was so painful.
Yeah.
And this system, you know, just having shards ready
Ascension.
To ascend.
Yeah.
Oh, so
that
good.
That was really, really nice.
And it doesn't waste your time with even having to fill out any more of the perks. Like, you got them.
My favorite thing is that the entire world feels rejuvenated, not only because of the player base, but because, like, the fact that the gunsmith is valuable again, the mm-hmm. fact that you can actually go to the speaker and buy things from him. There's reasons to go to, like, every vendor now, you know? And yeah. I really, really like that. Maybe not Eris. Yeah. She's probably a little lonely.
Well, yeah. And to piggyback yeah. that,
still
I think
need
there
those bounties.
Are, there's yeah. reasons to go to the tower and reasons to go to the reef. Mm-hmm. And those spaces still sort of have reasons to be visited versus mm-hmm. now all your attention is tossed to the reef. Like, you can go
a lot
speaker,
of people are in the reef,
the
though. Like, reef is constantly full for me. Tower's like yeah. a ghost town.
Yeah, and Xur is even in the reef now, which yeah. I thought was yeah. a little strange. I was hoping for a new secret vendor last night, and when I saw that one of those doors opens yeah. and Xur's just sitting yeah. there, I was like, man, I'm a little disappointed by this. Like, I was yeah. hoping you just go to the tower, and now it
yeah.
becomes
yeah, I checked
where
the tower first. I didn't want it spoiled for me, so I went and looked for him, and I'm like, oh, he is in the reef after all, you know?
Yeah,
and
of course he is.
I thought he would be, but I wanted to double check the tower, and yeah, I got there, and I was like, oh, no. No, Xur is gone.
How many players were in the tower? Like two.
It was actually decent. No, yeah. no, there was yeah. actually quite a few in the okay. tower. I think yeah. a lot of people woke up this morning like me and went to check. Yeah. Is he in the tower? Yeah. First instinct, you know. Yeah. But anything
and,
else you really
and
liked?
And I would really like the variety that Prison of Elders brings into Destiny right now. I feel like with Dark Below, don't get me wrong, I missed the raid. But having an alternate activity that has the ability to drop potentially cool stuff, even if RNG cheats me out of it,
yeah.
I still love playing through that for the potential of the promise of something cool. Because even when you ran through raids, you weren't promised, like, you're going to absolutely get this piece of gear.
Correct me if I'm wrong, yeah. but Prison is really fun to play, and it's hard to explain why it's so fun.
Yes, I think you're right.
It's more fun to do than to watch.
Well, and I think, and I was talking about you, I was talking with you about this morning, it's probably the only mode in Destiny that I've played so far where the classes, the differences between classes really matters.
And
you
weapons.
You kind of want to think of the chemistry, like the makeup of a team. Because we were trying to roll 34 last night, and you said on 35 you ran into this wall. You didn't really have it at 34. But we didn't have a bubble titan, and we just kept ramming our heads into the wall. Even though we had two hunters. Invis can only get you so far. You do need that protection. You do need that help.
Yeah.
A warlock could save the day with a self-res. Like, having it pared down to three players really, really points out why these classes can be cool separately. Yeah. And the makeup of a team has to be different.
Yeah.
I have another like that I want to talk about, but it's going to be in the next segment.
Oh, well, let's wait. So I agree with everything you guys said, especially for me. I've always talked about, like, just being able to wear more stuff. And the shaders, there's a lot more coloring and stuff. And I think that's great. You know, part of it, I'm still getting used to, like, there's so many colors. I almost feel like it's almost too much. But I want to see what other shaders are out there and how they match things. Mm-hmm. But I do like that. You know, I like that there's obviously, you know, a new set of weapons and the Trials of Osiris mode and like the Prison of Elders mode. I think it's a good drop in that sense. And again, I think with the campaign, I mean, right, it was what, a couple hours or whatever. I mean, that's good for a DLC. It's not amazing, but it was fun. I thought they did a good design with this new strike. I like some of the characters that they've thrown in. I think they have a very good feel to the Fallen world. Yeah. It doesn't feel like, even with Eris, right? It was sort of like there was just Eris. If you think, right?
Yeah.
This is Barracks and the Queen, and they're all in cahoots, and there's that feeling. And even, like, you know, you're chasing Skolas, and he was this treacherous murderer that you're hunting. Mm-hmm. And I did really get a sense that, like, the Queen was pissed, man. And you're hunting them down. And they did a good job with that.
Way better than Eris. Like, here's what I tried to do. I didn't do it. Yeah. Your turn.
Yeah, here's my sad story. Yeah. And then six of you roll in and kill Kronos.
Yeah, like, and if you think about that's what they changed, too. It wasn't like loading in, and it's like, Guardians, here's the brief story. And then you play. Yeah. Like, now it is, you're playing in the story anyway, right? You're getting a little bit
unfolding
as you go. As you go.
We'll
say, better though, job with that.
A piece of criticism. I am disappointed. No cutscenes.
No, totally.
I mean, does Dinklage even work with Bungie anymore on this game?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. I think they were only licensed up through that point, obviously.
Okay.
So
I would really.
Yeah, they probably thought about it in going into
really
it, but
like
I think they
some
decided
skippable
no
cut
more.
Scenes. Skippable cutscenes.
Yes.
But characters are still, outside of the characters that are very active in dialogue in House of Wolves, the other characters, the speaker, the other people in the tower. Like,
but I
no
agree
role.
With you, Jose. So it's a perfect example, I would say, is the release, initial launch, the pre-release trailer of the huge CG scene. Like, you don't even see that. And that's where.
Yeah,
Activision.
You do. You go to the circle on the menu
I know.
And you play it.
It's not integrated. Yeah. It's funny, right?
Yeah.
But my point, right, like that's where there's a big miss, and I do think they needed to spend more money and do it because that's where the cost is, right?
Are you sure we don't see it at any time? I feel like the first time you boot it up, you might see it. No?
You watched the
I watched
map
it
overview.
For the live stream.
No, you don't. But look, regardless, it is not peppered throughout that quality. If you had like Varix like showing up and doing something, and here, I'll give you another one. If you've played the story, the queen tells you she's going to come and do something. I'm not going to spoil it.
Yeah.
Come and do something and meet you and do something. That was when I was like, oh, I'm gonna see something, action, even real-time cutscene.
Yeah.
No, literally, the thing just happens and the character disappears and you're like, okay, I guess that's a big moment in the story.
Yeah.
And I think, right, Jose, that's what you're saying. Like, mm-hmm. man, mm-hmm. if they came in and swooped in and like a huge cutscene, mm-hmm. that's what I wanted.
Yeah,
too.
No, same.
So that would have been
reward.
Nice.
All right. We need to move on.
But let's transition to what Destin really likes right now, which I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's weapons. So what weapons did you get?
So we're going to talk about what weapons that we get. But before we get to that, I'm actually going to talk about why they're a million times better than most of your other weapons, and it's because you can reforge them.
Sure, yeah.
You know, most of them you can reforge. There are some that have like lock statistics, but a lot of your drops, you have a chance to reforge them for better rolls. I got the Queen Shotgun with luck in the chamber and full auto. It is a ridiculous
That's
beast.
Cool.
You know, I got a pistol with luck in the chamber and like some other perks that I really
Could
like.
Could you go over what you need to do to reforge? So much as the cost.
So to reforge, you go to the gunsmith and then you pay
a mode of light, some glimmer,
three weapon
it's
parts.
Not too expensive.
It's relatively easy,
but you are going to run out of motes if you do it too much.
No, because you can
trade in some.
I have 500 shards, so every two shards is one mote or something like
that. Okay, that's actually really nice.
Enough motes are still are tied to radiant material, which is harder to get because you have to run Crota. At least that's what I ran into this morning. It wasn't Ascendant material. It was Radiant material when I went to... unless I just didn't have it equipped in my inventory. And
you probably didn't.
What do you mean? Motes are tied to what?
He was saying to get motes from the speaker, how you needed to get Radiant. But maybe he didn't have... It's shards as well.
You can get it from shards
you just didn't have it
or Radiant.
Okay, I probably
that's
just
probably
didn't have it in my inventory. And that's
but it is confused. There's so much material transfer. I'm in the same boat. I haven't even visited the speaker yet.
Yeah.
But anyway, so reforging, you think that's why all the new weapons is. Do you just recommend like get rid of all your old weapons and roll them?
No, but I did go through my entire inventory because my vault space is full, all my characters are full. I really had to like look at every gun I've obtained and be like, okay, do I really need that fourth pulse rifle?
Yeah.
Nope, I have a better roll. Okay, you got to go, version one pulse.
So a super important thing to look at, though, right, is you're rolling perks. You're not rolling impact, rate of fire, blast radius, so...
Yeah.
That's where you want to make a first comparison and decide, do I want to keep this old weapon or new?
Yeah.
Oh, but you can't reforge the old ones. That's right.
Yeah, you can't reforge
the old
ones.
So, yeah, that's
you
where you need to decide,
ascend.
Like, would you rather have that old weapon?
And if you had pretty good perks and you gave them up, which Destin pointed out to me this morning when we tried to reroll my shotgun.
Oh, man.
It is a bummer.
So, yeah, I'm going to be too afraid to reroll
risk.
Unless I have two.
I had to reroll my Queen's Pistol 22 times before I got the roll I wanted.
Wow.
So I got Payment 6, which is a pulse rifle. Mm-hmm. I have not looked at the perks for it. I'll have probably Destin take a look at it later. Her Courtesy, I also got the
shotgun. That's the
shotgun.
That thing's ridiculous.
It is absolutely. It is 100% like
nice.
My favorite thing so far. I got one Vestian Dynasty.
Shut
up. People in the room. And I got Wolf's Bane, which is a
machine
gun.
Anybody get two Vestians?
I know someone.
Let's just go quickly over it. During the live stream, a lot going on. I didn't eat breakfast. I'm all like crazy. And I am now confirmed with people on Twitter. I'm not the only one that was confused by the presentation. Mm-hmm. You were presented with the award for Vestian Dynasty, the new sidearm. And like, boom, oh my, it's your first reward. I'm so excited. And it disappears. Like, you don't pick it up, by the way.
Yeah.
It just goes away into your inventory, I guess.
Make
and my cursor was sitting on the screen with the queen. And boom, the Vestian Dynasty opens up at that same moment for purchase. And I'm like, I got it. I clicked on it.
It pops
and I
into
bought
your inventory
it.
After you hit.
Yeah, like you're rewarded
it
with
it. For him twice.
Now, but this is where And I'm super passionate about this. Obviously, game presentation is key. There was no like.
There should be a timer.
There was no, yeah. But there was no sound on like getting it into your inventory. Meaning you didn't grab the Vestian. It just shows up. It doesn't, I believe. Here's the big one, guys. And correct me if I'm wrong. Because I'm so upset. I spent 150 marks on it. The Vestian Dynasty does not go boom. It doesn't drop into your inventory like normal, does it? Pretty
I think
sure.
It does.
Nope, it does not. And that's a mistake. And that's why I was confused. So fix it, because I'm so mad.
You're not the only one that made that mistake.
And I'm not the only one.
We play with some other people. They're like, I did the same
thing. That's my defense.
We're going to put you all on an island and have you play
together
so you can double
buy
everything.
So what weapons did we get? I love the Vestian Dynasties, by the way, so I'm glad I bought
it. I got the pistol, shoddy, and rocket launcher for the queen. I got Titan Arms when we played Trials this morning for the Let's Play. I got the new Titan Arms for Trials of Osiris, and they look sweet.
They are really cool.
Yeah,
and
they
Trials,
look really, really good.
I can't wait.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Like,
it was down to the last match. I'm like, I'm going to flank. I flank around, and like they go down. There's two of them left. I super get it. Right. Self-res.
Oh, wow.
Other team. Yeah. Other team self-reses and gets the win.
Oh, really?
It was down to the wire.
So, that's cool.
So I will say, we went into this last little bit of an aside for people listening. We went into the Let's Play room to record this, and Destin tells me, just keep the conversation going. I need to focus on the game. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about the game. Destin completely ignores me and talks to his team.
I couldn't do it. I'm not saying
anything.
Well, how do you not? Yeah, yeah, like we tried to do a Let's Play on something. You have to talk to the other team.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard. Next time we'll have to loop him in or something.
Oh, it was hilarious, though. It was really good. All right, so let's.
I didn't see what I got.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what you got.
All right.
So I'm actually really excited because I got Admonisher 3, which is an old weapon from New Monarch Era, I believe, that. In the new system, right, I can reforge, et cetera, but it came with blast radius and 3 in the tube, you know, bigger proximity, which is nice, but it's a really slow rocket, but I still think it's going to be really useful in Trials as a legendary. And then I just got the auto rifle. I forget the name of it now, but got the Queen's auto
rifle. I got the Queen's auto, too. It's just nobody cares about auto rifles anymore.
I care, but I'm not excited to, like, get
I don't even know what to roll for on autos.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's mostly all I've got. Vestian Dynasty, by far, is the most satisfying and coolest weapon. I leveled it up immediately.
Yeah.
It feels good. I love that hair trigger. Like,
friend really
feels great. No, it's a great weapon.
So let me ask you both if you got Etheric Light, because right now, the big question is it too difficult
I did not.
To obtain? I did not get any Etheric Light.
I did.
You did.
Yeah. How? So,
but did you get it from Prison 34?
Yeah, you get it on Prison 34.
But you have to get there to get it is the point.
So let me think. I got one on Prison 34.
I didn't
on
get
my
it from
first
the Nightfall.
Character.
The Nightfall, I got 10
strange You can
points.
Get it from the Nightfall. You get one, and I'm kind of mad at Bungie because they told me it was a supplemental drop.
Meaning, one is supplemental.
Meaning, is it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that meant you're supposed to get like an exotic and a
you
piece
thought
of etheric
it meant every
light.
Time you were going to get an etheric. That's
or
what
at
you
least,
thought.
At least most of the time. That's how it should work.
But
if
see,
you
interpreted
Nightfall.
It a certain way. It is a supplemental drop that could happen.
That's dumb.
As RNGesus
they knew
you
what
I
meant. It was very misleading. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Etheric is super, super rare to get. You can only get it on 34 once a week. On the side chest, so I ran.
Yeah,
it
I've got none, so I
got
to put together a team and run the 34.
Guess how he got to 34?
He ran it on all 33s.
Yeah, and he worked the system.
Yeah.
I didn't work the system.
You all work the system. That's why you all play multiple characters.
What do you mean work system?
Right I mean you have to. You played more than once to get the Etheric Light.
Of course.
What was
yeah.
It, 34?
It's like the raid.
That's how
it's
you
fair.
Do it.
No, I think it's Jose clearly has an issue with the way
I have
that
an issue
side.
With the way that works.
But no,
I'm a hater.
Because you play one. You're just mad because you play one character.
I'm going to stay one character.
Well, that's fine. It's going to take you longer to level.
So wait, time out. Translation.
That way.
Boys.
You're just total jealousy.
Maybe.
You know?
So just so I fully understand, are you just upset because you know you have to run multiple characters? Is that what you meant by game the system?
Yes.
You meaning, it's true. Like, you have to pray to RNGesus with multiple characters.
It's not,
and
it's not RNG. You get one guaranteed at 34.
This is true.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
I'm
and 35.
The RNG part of it, I apologize for not putting in this in context, is I'm talking about more than Nightfall, which I got super disappointed on this week.
Yeah.
But that's not anything new. Right? Like RNG can work where you get something really cool or where you don't. I'm fine with that. But I am kind of bummed that in order to take advantage to jump to 34 quickly, I have to roll 3 characters and I just don't want
to
invest that much
time.
Well,
you don't have to, but it is, you need to put together a strong team. I was like, you have access to an awesome community of team members. So if you need, you need to get the 33. You are.
Yes.
Just put together 2 of the 33s or find a 34.
Problems,
I know, but the point is you can do 34. Yeah. In fact, just find 2 of the 34s. There's like a bunch out there who would be happy to play with
you. Did you ask the question actually about Etheric Light?
Yeah, let's refocus on the question though. I did though. Is Etheric Light too difficult to obtain right now?
Yes. there's way too many weapons and things that I want to upgrade that this would take way too long. Mm-hmm. And I get the feeling it's almost designed that they want this to last until September or October.
Let's think about it. You can easily ascend every exotic, right? So no etheric light there.
You can only use one of those things at a time on gear anyway.
You are guaranteed at least two pieces of etheric light a week on per character. So that is six pieces of etheric light if you run all three.
34
up to
35.
34
you
and
get one
35.
Piece per, right?
Which is really hard to do. To a degree.
Eventually
it won't be.
Did you have no problem?
I haven't done it yet, but everybody's doing it in under a minute, the final boss.
Wow.
35 sounds easier than 34.
Okay, 34
based on what I've
heard
from the community. I'm waiting to run it. I want to run it this weekend.
Okay, cool.
But it's a good point. It's like running the raids. You can do it twice, normal hard mode, effectively.
Yeah.
And you're going to get how many pieces of etheric light?
Two per character. Guaranteed.
Yeah, per character. Okay. Mm-hmm. But let's
and
just
then you
per
still
character.
Have a, you still have a chance to get etheric life from the smaller chest if you rerun it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so that's true. Once you have multiple characters and you're spending, 6 hours a week or whatever to get it like you were in the raids. But I do think it's just really hard to get. My problem is the gameplay mechanic itself of how fun is that? How many times just to upgrade a legendary weapon that I might use? That's my issue.
Well, why are you upgrading something you might use?
Okay, but that's the because it's fun to use them occasionally, but do I have to grind for 5 hours just to – it's asking a lot of me is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And there's a point where that is what we're talking about with the game.
When you're
why are you playing the game and what part of it is fun? So I do think prison is fun, but again, the reward needs to outweigh the grind. And I don't know, yeah, it sounds to me, again, after 30, 45 days, I've kind of got the weapons that I wanted upgraded. Yeah. I'm level 34. From there, I'll probably, slow down unless I really start getting some really good rewards and rolling cool weapons that are fun in trials or whatever it is.
I think etheric's okay. I think it's an okay way to do it. And we don't know. We could get it from trials even, for the lowest level reward.
Yeah.
Well
remember,
out.
You can get it from Iron Banner 3 and 5.
Yeah.
So they're right? Or wait, is that treasure key?
You're correct.
No,
you're correct.
That's another way to get it when it comes through. But anyway.
I'm just salty because I don't want to run more than one character. That's where
it's
came from.
Time,
I mean, anyone listening knows that.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay that way. I want to play the game with one. And I want to
that's
that
fair.
Way,
I mean, that's a great perspective, too. Yeah.
I'm okay with the amount of etheric light that's dropping. I do agree that it's a little light. I feel like it should be a supplemental drop in Nightfall. You get it in addition to whatever your drop is.
A guarantee there.
Yeah.
Here's how I'll put it. I think a fair amount drops between characters if you can invest that much time as a hardcore player. It's not that bad. However, for week one, etheric light drops were and are a huge problem. It's annoying to jump in the game, and you're expected to get through level 34 just to upgrade.
That's because of the community we play with, though. The average player isn't expected to be level 34.
Then how do they get etheric light in week one or two? They can't. They're
run
wishing.
It with their friends when they're ready.
But that's my point. It is a very hard... You don't get one. Just give me one is what I'm saying. Does
okay,
that make sense?
Okay. So
Xur should have showed up, actually. Wouldn't that have been cool? And he's like, boom, I found this in the, in the galaxy, and
you've
here
been
it is, Guardian.
You've been a good customer.
No.
I found 2 million of these.
Yeah.
Xur's inventory is actually awful this
it's
week.
It's terrible this week.
All old stuff.
That's
not
another
even
topic.
Not even one cool thing.
But
that
I just,
was super disappointing.
But the point is, right, it's a week one, week two, initial impressions, and you're like... Here we go again, You're chasing it. And I need multiple characters.
Yeah, just when you think the carrot is getting closer, the stick is just pulling it out
exactly.
even further from you. That's kind of what it feels
Yeah, September, October is how this is designed.
For me, the frustration right now
you.
Is etheric light and the keys. Those are the two places where I'm just like, these are not dropping enough for me. I really wish this was a little better. But then again, let's see long term how long it'll keep me
still
chasing.
Fun.
Here's what's
still
really,
fun, but...
Here's what's super concerning for me. I have no idea how you get keys next week. So we all got our keys for doing the story missions or whatever. How do I get them next week? Right. Do they drop
on the bosses?
Yeah,
you're wondering if the boss will start dropping.
Am I going to run 34 and just get nothing because I don't have a key? That's ridiculous.
Patrols, man, are back.
So I just keep running.
I'm not going to farm a chest for hours. I farmed it for 5 hours to get
three keys.
One key for every 5 hours of time invested.
And this is the thing that's burning me the most. It's even what I was saying earlier, that even if you zone come back, the drop rate is so low. I almost wish someone would make an app where everyone can log in and go, okay, did I get a key? I looted the chest. Did I get a key? No. Did I get a key? No.
Right,
did I
just
get a
to
key?
See.
No. Just so someone can see what the number
is. Somebody was saying it's like, I read somebody was trying to calculate it was 2% or something. And
it's
I don't know if
really
that's true
low.
Or not, but
I
don't know how they calculated that. That was probably their one...
That.
Was for them, but
I hope Bungie comes forward and just explains how the key mechanic will work next week. You know, because like on the reset.
Sorry, speaking of next week, how do we feel about these sort of Queen's bounties being weekly?
I like that.
The first time. That's
I like it.
Thing.
Yep. I mean, it's going to take you. I'm going to be the max rank like by next week, and that that's fine with me.
Oh, that's right.
Varix though doesn't have bounties. You just have to keep doing prison to level him up. He's going to be really hard to level.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I keep rolling prison 28 just for the chance at a key. By the way, I was going to say that earlier.
But
yeah.
Right now, to level him up, all you're going to get is what, shaders or ships.
Yeah,
fine.
But I want one of the ships.
No, I do too. But I mean, it's not like he's got this amazing gear. That's you can
he doesn't
get with
have
the cores.
Anything you need.
You get cores from prison that you can use every week. Which
and
is
you can
fine.
Get drops from prison that are like the sashes that he sells and stuff.
Yeah, you might get lucky and get those. Yeah.
And the gloves this week he had were really cool, by the way, which you get just for completing the campaign, right?
That was make sure you run on all your characters. I got to do my warlock whenever I get time today because I need those gloves before the reset.
That's it's nice to have one character type.
There's so much.
As soon as I got that piece of gear.
There's so much to do in Destiny now, and I am super happy with this expansion.
Yeah. So much to do being doing it three times over.
You can do Vault of Glass. You can do Crota Zen now. You can run all the new multiplayer maps with the House of Wolves. You have Prison of Elders. You have Trials of Osiris on the weekend. And when Iron Banner's around, you have Iron Banner to do. There's just a lot of options for the player base.
You could do all those things before. Are you reading a press release or something that I should know about?
No, he's not.
No, I mean, I know what you're saying, but like, I've done those things for 400 hours.
So literally, I could do all House of Wolves stuff, and that could be my week.
Right.
You know, but you still have all those old options, too, and I think it's a great add.
And you love Crota.
I'd never have to run Crota again.
I know.
All I have to focus on is House of Wolves.
I was joking.
Players have to
like,
pick
I can,
and choose what they're going to do now, and that's a good problem to have is what I'm saying.
I guess. My only point I totally get what you're saying. That, yes, they've added even more options on top of the ones that I've spent 400 hours playing. But the new stuff is really what matters here, right?
We paid for
the content. How valuable is that? It seems, it's good. The raid, I think we'll
talk about
another
time. I wasn't reviewing House
of
Wolves. I was making a comment about the options available to the player base now.
Yeah. But I will say, I think, and maybe you guys can correct me if you think this is a completely bad idea, but I do think that you add value to those other sections, for example, the raid or, PvP, if you add in what House of Wolves has right now, which is, hey, this has a chance for etheric life.
This
has a chance for a key drop.
Yeah,
like, if I can run and there's a chest in Vault that is a guaranteed chance at a key, I'll take it.
No,
it's not,
totally.
Yeah. None of that stuff is true, though.
And
that's
a
misstep.
Also, it's really funny to me that the Blade Masters from Crota's Blade Runners just packed up and left. Like, I find it really funny that I've never seen the sword bearers that run around in the world. The world.
Oh yeah, they're just
gone. Straight up said, "Raise up, we're out." Like, Crota's clearly not winning this fight.
Yeah, that's funny. I never thought about it like that. Bungie did say they're not going to do those events in exchange for the wolves are coming or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's a funny way.
I noticed the other day. I was like, man, they just packed up and ran to this town.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, well, there you have it, folks. That's this week's Fireteam Chat. If you have feedback on the three topics we discussed, which to recap, talked a little bit about our impressions of House of Wolves, share them with
House
us.
Of Wolves.
Talked about what weapons we got.
Great
you can
weapons.
Let us know those as well. And your feelings on Etheric Light, why don't you email us at destiny@ign.com. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think.
Leave a comment.
Your expansion experience. We'll read a bunch on the show next week. Why not? Let's read some of
I would love that.
You going to collect those emails?
I'll collect them.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
No, I was actually thinking,
had
the same thought, would love to know your just overall impressions and to do like a whole session from the community.
I volunteer as tribute.
Thank you. I have 250 emails to read. So
I was like,
Jose, could you read that?
Totally.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. You're good on that.
And I think we need to throw out what do we want to talk about going forward? Things we need to talk about.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the vault. I knew this was coming.
Vault's a disaster now.
We need to talk about that. We need to talk about now that we're playing a game that does not have the raid. What does that mean? We need to talk about how long this will last. I keep bringing it up. But what is
until
next?
Until the Taken King.
What is
we
next?
Know the Taken King is that.
Yeah, but
Taken. Yeah.
So we need to talk about some of those things. And then obviously, though, just coming back to our impressions after we get some real time to bounce between all these different things.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Thank you for listening to Fireteam Chat. We are a weekly show on IGN. We have a bunch of other podcasts, other video features. We have plenty of Destiny content just waiting for you if you're hungry for more. So make sure you check that out. Anything else to plug before we call it a
day? I always say, review us on iTunes if you're a podcast listener. Get into the comments if you're watching the video. Otherwise, if you like it on the big screen, check it out on PS4, Xbox One, and all the above.
All right.
So thank you for watching everywhere and listening wherever you may be.
And lastly, you can find us on Twitter. You can find Destin Legere at
Destin Legere.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find Fran Mirabella at?
At Fran Mirabella.
And you can find myself at Jose underscore Otero.
Ooh, you got to get fancy with that underscore.
Well, it was taken. The original was taken. That guy, I'm not going to say
the Taken King took it.
Yeah, he straight up took it. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week with more Fire Team Chat.
Guardians out.
Guardians out.
Fran, you were super late on that one.
Guardians need synchronization.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.